Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, when you talk about correcting condescension as a Christian, it involves recognizing and addressing behaviors, attitudes, or speech that exhibits the sense of superiority and belittlement of others, right? And we want to just understand how it can be done, first in yourself and also in others. And we are going to be having some steps today on how to help correct condescension in alignment with Christian values. And Pastor Henry joins us now online. Mfundiswami, good morning. Morning to you, and welcome once again to AWR.
Thank you very much, and good morning, Mr. Derek, and to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Trusting we find you well on this Thursday.
Yes, I'm very fine, and I hope each and every person is fine that side as well.
Amen, amen. Lord, the Lord is still keeping us. His mercies are renewed even for today. Let's jump into our conversation. It's going to be a quick one today. We are looking here at how to correct condescension. Maybe let's start with self, right? It's always better to start with self. I mean, Christ said, hey, you're busy with seeing little splinters in other people's eyes. You've got a beam. I don't know how a log is going to fit in an eye, but I think the lesson was more the principle than the actual allegory that Christ was giving. How can we self-examine, Pastor, to determine whether we are condescending, to check, am I condescending now? Am I still doing the proper things?
All right. No, thank you very much. You know, in social situations, condescending is it's annoying, and in workplaces it's so crushing, you know. So there are three questions which help us to determine if you are condescending. So number one is that, do you frequently employ sarcasm in your conversation with others? And the other question is, do you think you know better than your team members? The last one is, do you interrupt other people's ideas whilst they're sharing their own, and then look at yours as being superior? So now, in employing sarcasm, you have never trapped. In employing sarcasm, these are some of sarcastic words which some people even try to bring forth before other people. Somebody tells somebody, you have never traveled, so you probably wouldn't know about that. They just brush it in your face like that. Others come in and say, is that too hard to grasp it? I would just have to explain it to you anyway. Others come and say, let me spell it out for you.
Yay!
What are you too stupid to understand?
Eish.
And then others come in to say, don't tolerate it. You deserve better, you know, such kind of things, and such kind of words. And then in knowing better than your team, you know that micromanaging a person or a worker, it is fine when it's the first time somebody's doing it. But micromanaging a worker or a person after several times of doing something in a successful way becomes a problem. You see? So the other aspect is that, you know, people feel controlled immediately, too much controlled immediately. You micromanage them on tasks which they have already accomplished several times alone. And then the other aspect is on interruption. So constantly interrupting others and injecting your own ideas is a big sign of a condescending person. It's one thing to be passionate about a topic and eager to share your ideas with others, but it becomes problematic when you are violently taking over a conversation to do it. Interrupting is the same thing as trampling on everyone else's ideas. So when you interrupt somebody's idea, you are trampling. You are interrupting somebody's conversation, you are trampling on their ideas. It says, my ideas are better than yours, so stop embarrassing yourself and listen as I dispense some wisdom.
And Fundis, I think you'll be a very good condescender. Yo, the way you're making it sound, it's like, yeah, man.
I'm trying to portray myself in, because we are examining who a condescender is.
Mm. How do you pick it up in yourself, Mfundisi? Can you pick it up to say I'm now condescending? I mean, how are you able to tell? Because you're just speaking. You're just saying what you think. Oh, let me assist these poor human beings here. What would they be without me? And then you are there to help. How do you now know that now I'm now condescending? Must it be better than to not help and just leave people be?
You are able to pick it up when somebody is there to listen from whatever you're saying.
Okay.
So on your own like this, when you're talking, you're unable to pick it up. But when somebody brings it to makes you aware that you are doing this to other people.
But that's a challenge now, Pastor, right? That's a challenge, because very seldom do people have the guts to then stand up to someone who is speaking down to them. Because obviously, the fact that you can speak down, it means you've got some position of authority, some position of influence, and maybe some bit of a choleric spirit, right? That you're a bit overbearing and intimidating. Already, we are already feeling like we're beneath. Now, when you condescend, we're even going down some more. We will never, seldom do this. No, Pastor Henry, wait, Pastor, you're now condescending. We hardly will we ever do that.
Wow, so it's difficult. In fact, humility needs to come into play when somebody is being talked to about them condescending on other people, you see? So humility needs to come into play so that one is able to realize their wrongs and mistakes.
And I think, like you're saying, Pastor, that if you were just to have received those very words you are giving to others, would you have been okay with hearing someone speak to you in such a manner, you know? And I think that's one way to just, because I'm thinking the challenge is that because you think you have something to offer, right? I'm maybe more educated in this field, I'm an expert here, or perhaps I just know a bit more, or I have a bit more money, like we said, a bit more influential, my position is higher than yours. And we think, no, it's then okay to talk like this. If the roles were to be reversed, we wouldn't be so okay with hearing those kind of words.
Yeah. Nobody can be happy to hear such kind of words or such kind of words being spoken to them. Nobody can be happy.
What is it? Maybe as we draw towards the close, help us understand then what Christian values and principles can we use to assist in behavior management, especially correcting condescension, right? To say, hey, this is how you can address it.
All right. I think one needs to reflect on their behavior. So as Christians, we are called to be a godly people who think, feel, and act in harmony with biblical principles in all aspects of personal and social life. So Christian behavior is woven throughout Scripture. Our Savior himself spoke at length about the way we are to behave towards others, friends, and enemies. More than that, the life he lived, he emphasized this by his love and compassion for the lost. The empowering power of the Holy Spirit enables us to do the will of the Father. Christians are chosen people belonging to God so that they may declare his presence. So it is essential that we spend time in his word, not just so we can learn how to behave in Christian fashion, but also we can battle against the schemes of Satan. So the things which are there is that we are called to do more than we know and believe. Christians are to be doers of the word. Faith by itself, it is not accompanied by actions. Faith itself, which is not accompanied by actions, is dead. It must be demonstrated by actions. Fruit of the spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are to be the identifying behavior of a Christian. So those are the principles which are there. Most of the time we tend to look down on those people who do bad to us. But look at this. Christ comes in to say that you should even pray for people who persecute you. You pray for enemies. You see? So now, those people who condescend on us and everything, others may be able to be offensive and become resist their friendship and their presence within them. So now, what we need to do is that we should continue praying for such kind of people. You see, you continue praying for such kind of, and loving them, even having patience such that we can even see the good in them.
Yeah. No, Mfundisi, thank you so much. I think very practical steps. It's just that sometimes we underestimate the value of prayer, right? Yet it can do so, so much. And on that note, Mfundisi, I'm then going to ask you to pray with our listeners that as they implement these measures and introspect, right, and check inward, self-examine, and also deal with others who they believe are condescending out there, may they remember that Christ is the ultimate help. Please pray with us and our listeners, Mfundisi.
We are praying. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the time you give us so that we can look and introspect about on issues which affect us as Christians, Heavenly Father. The standard which you, Jesus Christ, left for us on how to even be humble, even have humility, to even pray for our enemies and those people who persecute us is what we call for and what we invite in our lives. May you please help us to be practical Christians in all aspects of our lives, Heavenly Father. The person who's going to trample on us, Heavenly Father, may we not look at them as an enemy or as a person who's persecuting us, but may we be able to look at them with love, that beyond this person who's able to trample and do things in a haste or in a bad way, there is a person who's a candidate for heaven, Heavenly Father. Help us to look at each and every person with that with those spectacles, Heavenly Father. And those spectacles are heavenly spectacles where we are able to see a person who can be redeemed in each and every person, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for listening to our prayer this morning. So, my name is Jesus Christ, we pray. Thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Until we chat again tomorrow to wrap up our conversation here regarding this very, very important subject of condescension. May God bless you and keep you.
Thank you very much. May God bless you too.
Amen. That is Pastor Henry. They're taking us through our study this week, looking at the Daily Focus feature. Your thoughts, your comments are very much appreciated as we continue today.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.